guess the other thing is, I don't want to get too far off track, but I have to ask you in terms of other things that might contribute to, say, the effectiveness of daratumumab. I am curious about your thoughts about subcutaneous daratumumab, because I don't know, it seems like that has the potential to change, I don't know, kind of the when the patient's exposed to the drug and how high levels, et cetera. It's just completely different approach.
Yes, it's exciting. And I think it's very important for patients to improve the convenience of administration and so optimize frequency of administration and so forth. And I think it's promising. I think there are a couple of things one just has to be a little bit careful about. You know, it has a hyaluronidase vehicle built into it to allow breakdown of tissue so that there's absorption of the antibody. Patients, in my experience, have reported that it's generally very well tolerated. It's surprisingly so because it's a fairly substantial volume of antibody injected under the skin. I think one just has to be a little careful as we go forward with combinations, because realizing that you've got steroids in the mix, you've got obviously proteasome inhibitors, you've got immunomodulatory agents that could stimulate the immune system. And we just have to be careful, I think, as we go into combinations with the sub-Q approach, what kind of local reactions we see. Having said that, I'm very hopeful that it'll pan out, because certainly data so far suggests that it's working very well.